Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thanks so much for joining me today. Another episode in our Consistency 365 series. This is all about how we choose consistency when life gets in the way, because that's what consistency is, right? So often we feel like we know what to do. It's just doing it all the time, the dramatic majority of the time, feels elusive, feels really challenging. So when we are tired, when we are stressed, when we are traveling, when the unexpected happens, how do we learn to show up and be consistent in those moments? And the truth of the matter is, we already do that in so many other areas. Most of the time, most people will say, I go to work, even if I was out late the night before, even if I have a headache, I still get the work done when I'm unmotivated. So how can I be consistent there, but not for myself, not with my health? I still feed my kids, change their diapers, get them where they want to go when I'm not in the mood, when I'm overwhelmed, when I'm stressed. So how can I apply it there, but not for myself? That is what this series is all about. How do we show up for ourselves no matter what is going on in our lives? How do we make that the norm? And today, I wanted to share with you one of the reminders that I give myself on a regular basis, and that is to think in terms of possibility instead of in terms of past patterns. If you think in terms of past patterns, you're going to be drawn to that past pattern, because every repetition in your mind or in your action is a rehearsal, right? And so often we think like, oh, I do so well all day, but then nighttime comes and the wheels fall off. That is thinking in terms of past patterns. When you say, I can do really well all week, but the weekend comes around and I just undo all the progress I did. That is thinking in terms of past patterns. What we want to do instead is think in terms of possibility. Who could I be this weekend? Who could I be tonight? Who could I be in this moment? What is possible for me in this moment where I'm starting to show up as the version of me I don't want to be, where I'm recognizing my tendency toward this past pattern? Who could I be? How could I win? How could I feel? What could I do? What is possible for me in this moment? What is possible for me in this moment? We have to practice divorcing this story of how things have been, this story of the past pattern. Because every single time that you choose it, and every single time you talk about it, and every single time you think about that past pattern, that is a repetition, that is a rehearsal, that strengthens your mind's default to that. Think in terms of possibility. Today is one of those days. I have a lot going on work-wise. The kids have stuff going on. Chris has stuff going on. And I notice this tendency to not want to cook dinner, right? To not want to cook a healthy dinner. Time, effort, energy. But who could I be? Could I be someone who is excited to take the time to make a healthy meal for myself and my husband and my kids? Could I be the person who not only does it, but does it eagerly, does it enthusiastically? How would I have to see this moment, this choice, this step as a good thing, as an opportunity, as a gift, as something I want to do? What's possible? What's possible for the way that I think? What's possible for the choice in front of me? If you want to get more consistent, and I believe you do, or you wouldn't be listening to this, challenge yourself to start thinking in terms of possibility instead of thinking in terms of past pattern. What's possible for how you could think of this? What's possible for the perspective that you opt into? What's possible for your energy right now? What's possible for how you feel when you wake up tomorrow morning, or how you feel when you go to bed tonight? Start thinking in terms of possibility. And if you feel like these episodes are helpful, but you need more assistance, more coaching, more accountability to implement, to show up every day in those tough moments and follow through, I've put a series of resources in the show description, so check those out. Some of them are on the cheapy cheap, like Chasing Cupcakes or Tools for the Trenches or the Changemakers Journal, and other things are more intensive coaching, accountability, structure, process, like the Consistency Course, but just really be committed. We are just a 2 months, not even, away from being halfway through 2023. That's crazy. If you're not headed in the direction you want to be, then make that commitment to yourself that change starts here and starts now. We'll see you tomorrow.